1, verses 4 through 11. You can find that on page 34 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, and with you I am well pleased." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Well pleased. Well pleased. Well pleased. Is that an A in your report card? Your parents are with that. An A plus. Okay. Okay, my parents would have been happy with an A. Okay. You know, there are a lot of things that make us pleased. But I want you to take a step back about 8 minutes ago. And when that song was being played, when that song was being sung and the music was being played, "This is my beloved. This is my beloved. This is my beloved." Okay, I cracked on the last one. Can you imagine what went through Jesus' heart when he heard that? Father speaking to him and saying, "This is my beloved. This is my beloved in whom I am well pleased." Not just pleased a little bit. Not just kind of sort of happy. But in whom I am well pleased. Well, what has Jesus done to this point? This is the start of his ministry. He's not performed a miracle yet. But he has lived a human life. Different accounts, he's 27, 28, maybe 29 years old. He lives to be 31, 32. We don't know exactly. But we know for the next 3 years, this starts his ministry. And he starts his ministry how? With his cousin, once removed or second removed, because Elizabeth and Mary are cousins, so that what does that make James? What does that make John and Jesus? Cousins of a sort. But when we look at those scriptures and it's hard not to say, you know, what I want to do is I want to set this scene. I want to picture this for you. You know, here's John the Baptizer. This is John who is, oh, he is making all kinds of friends. Everybody loves him. He is so popular. People are coming from miles around to listen to him. Right? Yeah, they are. But not everybody's happy. Sanhedrin aren't happy. "Oh, you vipers who show up to be baptized." Because they have been proclaiming the word, but they haven't been walking the talk. They have been in control of the temple in Jerusalem, and they've made people pay the sin debt, and they've gotten fat on those sin offerings. You brood of vipers, who told you guys? Who warned you? Because they come out of the hills down to the wilderness. Now, think about this. And before I read the commentary, I had thought, oh, yeah, they go down to the River Jordan. Because, you know, if you've been to Israel and you've been to Jerusalem, the River Jordan's not that far from Jerusalem. It's just down the hill. You know, you get on a bus and you ride down. It's not very long down there. Okay, that's us today. I mean, it wasn't just a pop on down there. It was a walk. It wasn't easy. Here's the other piece. When you go from Jerusalem to the Jordan River, you're headed east. You're headed out to the wilderness, even today. Imagine how bad it was then. Very significant when you think of the Jews led out of slavery in Egypt by Moses. And where did they go? Because they were disobedient to God, they ended up in the wilderness for how long? 40 years. The people are coming from Jerusalem and they're headed towards the wilderness to be baptized by John the Baptist. And they're baptized by what? They're baptized with a water or a baptism of water, but a baptism of repentance. Now, wrap your eyes around this. Okay, wrap your head around this. Your eyes are going to be kind of twisting, but the Jew of the day would go to the temple and would pay a sin debt, whether it was a dove or an unblemished lamb or pigeons or whatever it was that they could afford. And then the priest would make that offering, burn that offering, and their sin would be removed. Well, who got involved in that? Well, the people had to, A, buy a offering. The priest had to then burn the offering, make the offering. What John the Baptizer is doing is he's saying, guess what, guys? You guys have been in a sinful life. You guys are going in the wrong direction. You guys need to get yourselves right with God in a way that's not just so impersonal. So when they go down to the River Jordan to be baptized by John, they're going down doing something that's not the norm for the Jewish tradition. This is a baptism of repentance. This is, you know what? Where you were headed was the wrong direction. See that wilderness out there? Remember, not so many generations ago, two generations spent time wandering in the wilderness after they had been brought out of slavery in Egypt and saw all those miracles and rejected God and ended up till that generation died and was gone in the wilderness. Well, they're headed to the wilderness. They go to the River Jordan, and John baptizes them in the baptism of repentance. That in itself is a powerful change to the Jewish tradition. And that people realized, you know, wait a minute, we're not doing what God told us. The priests are reading the scriptures. They're reading the Torah. They're reading from the holy books, from the prophet Isaiah, by Jeremiah, and all of those, and there, some of them, their hearts are being changed. But some of them aren't. People from the whole Judean countryside, not just the people of Jerusalem, were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan. And what else did they do? Verse 5. Confessing their sins. Confess. Be convicted by the sin. Have a contrite heart. Admit where you've gone wrong. Ask for forgiveness. Accept that forgiveness. And then live into the promise that God has given you. Now, John was clothed in camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honeys. Boy, I'll tell you what, I could use that diet. I think I could lose a lot of weight. But I'm not volunteering to go on that diet right now. But this was the typical diet that someone who was in the wilderness, because the honey and locusts, that's all that you're going to find out there in the wilderness. Now, we're not talking of a desert. It's just brambles and briars and rocks and, bushes, not trees. And not a whole lot to eat. But that's what John was subsisting on, what was out there. He proclaimed, "There is one more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals." People have heard what's going on. And you know what? We see all of these entertainers. And people go for miles and they pay huge prices to listen to entertainers. And there's nothing wrong with that for entertainment. But people were coming from miles around to see John the Baptist, not just to see him and hear him perform, but to be there and be forgiven, to be washed in the River Jordan, to have their sins forgiven, to have that taken away so that they can restore the relationship as Abraham had with God the Father of faith. And hope. He says, "I have baptized with water, but he will baptize with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, oh, I love this. He saw the heavens torn apart. I mean, we're not talking computer-generated graphics here. We're talking the real deal. I mean, you look outside. Go ahead and look outside. You can look outside. Blue skies. Not a cloud up there. Imagine that sky covered with clouds. And then all of a sudden, the clouds are all gone. There's such a dynamic involved in this. I mean, this doesn't just, gradually it's nicer, nicer, nicer. No, it says the skies are torn apart. I mean, there's a dynamic, exciting, actual, non-computer generated graphic that occurs here. He saw the heavens torn apart, and I love this. I mean, can you imagine this? The Spirit like a dove descending. I mean, the Spirit like a dove just... this peaceful descending on Jesus. And then, James Earl Jones, that booming voice. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Or even better yet, without the dynamics of a voice. But from all creation itself, "This is my beloved in whom I am well pleased." This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. But everyone is hearing it. Doesn't need to have it amplified. Doesn't have to be James Earl Jones. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And he hasn't done anything yet of his ministries. He is just beginning. Have you guys accomplished what it is that you're going to do with the rest of your lives? Guess what? Worked for Jesus at that moment too. Not yet. But even there, because Jesus was obedient enough to start on that journey, was obedient to take those steps, was obedient enough to step out on the life that God had in store for him. And oh, goodness gracious, it's not going to be, a nice, quiet day sitting at King Herod's palace overlooking the Dead Sea. It's going to be 3 years of walking, talking with 12 apostles and a
whole slew of disciples. The difference between apostles and disciples, ask Sierra and Cindy. They got it down pat. God is so pleased in Jesus allowing himself to start on that walk. Jesus is starting on that walk. And you know what? We don't know where our walk is going to take us. Perils, trials, tribulations. But Jesus chose to walk that path, and he knew it was going to take him to a cross. He knew that at the very beginning, and he still started on that walk. Why? Because his dad told him to? Because he pitied you or me? Oh, we are sorry indeed. No. Not out of pity. Out of love. Out of love. That's why Christ started on that walk. That's why this is my beloved in whom I'm well pleased. Because he's starting the walk. He's going on the walk. He's following where the Father leads him and going. Where are you headed? Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I know, that's Old Testament. But Jesus was a Jew. James and John and Peter were Jews. And the only testament they had was the Old Testament. And Jesus chose to follow. Jesus didn't go down there to be baptized of repentance for the forgiveness of his sins. Jesus went down there to be baptized because that's the will of God. That's what God had in store for his life. And Jesus and the Holy Spirit would baptize us with salvation. The power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of God the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Well pleased? Well pleased. I say, if we follow Christ, God will be well pleased. Shalom. It's never good to walk off and forget my bulletin. Our hymn of invitation is number 331, Holy Spirit, come confirm us.